This is VOA News. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes during the early morning hours. The Israeli military saying targets included tunnels used by Hamas and several commanders' homes. Sunday, Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. Hamas launched rockets from civilian areas in Gaza toward Israeli civilian areas Sunday morning. Since the fighting began 1 week ago, at least 197 Palestinians have been killed, according to Gaza's health ministry. At least 10 Israelis have been killed in the rocket attacks. The European Union says it will redouble its efforts to end the upsurge in violence between the Israeli military and Palestinian militants and will seek progress during a special meeting of its foreign ministers on Tuesday. The EU also called the weekend destruction of a building housing major international media extremely worrying and said safe working conditions for journalists was essential. The 27-nation EU has never had the impact Washington can wield in the region, and no immediate breakthrough was expected from Tuesday's meeting. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza to end rocket attacks against Israel immediately. The top diplomat also said Monday that while Israel has a right to defend itself, it has burden to avoid civilian casualties. Blinken spoke at a news conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, as pressure is increasing on the Biden administration to ask for a ceasefire. He says he has not seen any Israeli evidence of Hamas operating in the Gaza building hit by airstrikes over the weekend. Blinken says he has asked Israel for justification for the strike. This is VOA.